Hi, and welcome to another Dash the Educational Robot demo for 6 to 12 year olds and above, including me, to learn some basic block coding concepts. And as I promised in the last demo, I said that we could do a little bit of programming to work out what buttons were 1, 2, and 3 on top of Dash's head. So, as usual, let me just grab Dash here, and I've got him so his drive wheels are facing towards me, his single spheres at the back, so of course his eye and his head facing towards me. And just a bit of orientation, on top of his head, I've got a button in the middle, and then a button at the sort of the top back, and two buttons at the front, still on top of his head. So two at the front, on top, either side, still on top of his head, one in the middle and one at the back. All right, let's turn him on. He's facing towards me with his drive wheel, so his on button is on the right-hand side between the right sphere and the back sphere, of course, where his wheels are. So pressing it once in the middle. Okay, and he's turning on.
Oh.
How do you do? Okay, so he's awake. All right, so of course I've got my iPad here. Let me start and run Swift Playgrounds. So Siri. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Locations. Button.
Okay, and let's use my touchscreen with VoiceOver at the moment to flick to the right over to Dash Template.
New Playground. My Playgrounds. Help. Select. Dash Template. Swift 4.2. Button.
That's the one. One finger double tap.
Dash. Waiting to connect. Waiting to start.
Very good, and because he's already on, it went from waiting to connect to waiting to start, so it connected straight away. Beautiful. All right, so let me flick through.
Page 1, dash, dash, button, waiting to start. Tap to enter code. Text field.
And one finger double tap.
Double insertion point at end.
Okay, now, what we need to access for his buttons on top of his head is the, and I'm pretty sure it's wait for button one, wait for button two, etc. So let me just type in the initial word to start off with. And of course, it's going to be in lowercase because it's a combination of multiple words, normally second and third, etc., capitalized. So I'm just going to do wait, W-A-I-T. And then I'm going to do VO, right up contraption, right on. Yes, I know it's one issue there because I haven't finished typing in the command. So, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Toggle full screen mode. Run up. Run my code. Successfully complete. Undo. Redo. Wait for clap left
so parent
right
for
parent.
Clap.
Wait for button one press left parent right parent.
So, code we've got completion. Wait for button one press.
Wait for button two press left parent right
wait
parent.
Wait for button two code press.
Wait for button three
wait
press
for
left
button
parent
three
right
press.
Parent.
So, that's it. I'm just going to go back to button
wait,
one.
Wait for button one press left
and I'm
going to
do VS spacebar on it.
One press left parent right parent.
And as usual, even though I didn't turn quick nav on, I'm going to turn it on and off.
Quick nav on.
Back on and off again.
Quick nav
just
off.
So I know what my cursor is doing. I press my left arrow. Wait at the beginning of the line.
You. Top of
and let's read what the whole command is so we can get the capitalization happening. All right, so right arrow.
W-A-I-T.
So lowercase wait.
Tango.
And then right arrow.
Cap F-O-R.
Four, capital F-O-R. And right arrow.
Cap B-U-T-T-O-N.
So button, capital B-U-T-T-O-N.
One.
One as in number one.
Cap P-R-E-S-S.
Press, capital P R E double S. So it's wait for button one press with the for button press in capitals to start off the word.
Left parent.
And then left parent, right parent.
Parent.
Cool. All right, let's go press enter. All right, let's just run that code and just see what it does. I'm going to press command R to run it.
Waiting for button one to be pressed.
Let's just see if we can actually do a bit of experiment. So I'm going to press the button. Oh, he's actually turned around. Oh, that's okay. Now remember when he turns on sometime, he turns around to the left as he's facing me. So I'm just going to turn him back facing me. All right. So I can't remember which buttons are which on his top of his head. So I'm going to press the one in the middle on top of his head. Okay. So nothing happened. I'm going to press the one on the back of his head at the top. And still nothing happened. I'm going to press the one at the front on the left-hand side.
Detected.
There we go. So I just worked out what number one is. Cool. All right. So that's number one. So front left-hand side. But let us then...
Wait for button.
I'm just going to press up arrow, top of the document. I'm just going to press right arrow.
W.
And there's the W of wait for button. One press.
W.
Okay, and I'm going to highlight it.
Wait for button one press.
And I'm going to command C to copy it. I'm going to press down arrow to get to the bottom of the file.
Document.
And I'm pressing left arrow.
Empty line.
There's our empty line. I'm going to press right arrow again.
New line.
The bottom of the file. Or the document, and we'll do command V to paste
wait
it.
For button one, press left
and then we'll press down arrow, make it to the bottom of the file.
New line.
And now this time,
right
I'm just going to press left arrow.
S-S-E-R-Cap-1.
And there's one. And remember my cursor to the left of that one, so I'm going to press right arrow.
One.
I'm going to press delete.
One.
And change that one.
One
to
new issue.
A two.
Two.
And pressing right arrow to go back to the end go to the end of the line, sorry.
Right parent, new line.
There's our new line.
Place
so if I press
parent,
up arrow.
Wait for button two, press left parent, right parent.
Okay. And then
wait,
down arrow.
Bottom of document.
Bottom of document. All right, so let's do command R again.
Waiting for button one to be pressed.
Left hand one.
Detected.
That's one waiting again,
for
just to make
two
sure.
To be pressed.
All right, button two to be pressed. I reckon it's the front right hand side one. So I'm going to press that one.
Detected.
Ah.
Successful.
There we go. All right. So we've got one more button to go. So is it going to be the one in the middle on top of his head or the one at the back on the top of his head? So I'm just going to go down the bottom arrow.
Bottom
file,
of document.
Down arrow, left arrow.
New line.
There's a new line, right arrow.
New line.
Bottom of file, command V.
Wait for button one, press.
And then down arrow,
and
pressing
new
left
line.
Arrow.
Right,
and
left
we're going to change that the original copy to clipboard,
Sierra.
Which was wait for button one, press, to three.
E-R-Cap-1.
There's one. Pressing right arrow to go
one.
In front of the one. Pressing delete.
One.
Changing the one to
one,
a three.
Three.
Pressing right arrow.
Left, right, new, bottom of document.
And pressing left arrow.
New line.
A new line.
New line.
Bottom of document. Beautiful. So if I press up arrow.
Wait for button three. Press left parent, right parent.
Okay, so we've got wait for button three. Press, which I've just finished doing now. Pressing up arrow.
Wait for button two. Press left parent, right parent.
Wait for button
parent.
Two. Press and up arrow again.
New line. Wait for new line.
Oh, I've actually put another new line in there. I don't need two new lines. I'm going to press delete.
New line.
And pressing up arrow.
Wait for button one, press left parent, right
and
parent.
And wait for button one, press. Beautiful. All right, so I'm just going to press down arrow a few times.
Bottom of document.
Bottom of document. Make sure we've got a new line.
New
left
line.
Left arrow. We have. Right arrow.
New line.
Make sure at the bottom of the file. All right, let's do command R again.
Waiting for button one to be pressed.
Waiting for button one to be pressed. So... I'm looking at, we know what button one is now, so I'm going to press one, front left hand side.
Detected. Waiting for button two to be pressed.
And front right hand side is number two.
Detected. Waiting for button three to be pressed.
All right, now I said I thought the button at the back on top of his head was the number three button, so I'm going to press that.
Detected. Successfully.
Beautiful. Okay, so obviously the button in the middle of his head. We can't program with Swift Playgrounds, but never mind. All right. So that's good. Now, the only thing is, if you can't remember the sequence, I mean, I know it's actually going to say the button when you press it. So if I do Command R again.
Waiting for button one to be pressed.
All right. So I'm going to press the one on the front right-hand side, which we know is number two. Okay, that's not going to react. Good. We're going to press three, which is the back one at the back on his head. And then I'm going to press 1, the front left-hand side.
Detected.
Beautiful.
Waiting for button 2 to be pressed.
Okay, so I'm going to press 1 again. Doesn't work. Good. I'm going to press the back one, which is 3. Shouldn't work. Good. Doesn't work. And the one on the front right-hand side.
Detected. Waiting for button 3 to be pressed.
And then let's just press the one, the front 1 and 2 on the front right-hand side. 1, left, 2, right. Beautiful. And then the back one's number 3.
Detected.
All right.
Successfully.
Beautiful. So that works well. Now, I'd like a little bit of confirmation because if I turn this speech off on my iPad, 1, 2, 3,
voiceover off.
Turn voiceover off via my home button. If I now run the code again, okay, again, as with some of the other demos, I don't know what's happening. So if I press button 1, 2, and 3, okay, it's run the code. But if I would have got those buttons wrong, I would have been just pressing random buttons. So we need a little bit of confirmation to know what buttons have actually successfully been pressed. So we're going to stick some sounds in. So I'm going to turn voiceover back on again. My home button, 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on.
And let's go to top. Let's pressing up arrow. Top document. And let me just do my quick nav bit.
Quick nav on.
Quick nav on. Quick nav off. All right, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Wait for button to press left parent right.
Let's
parent.
Wait for button to press. I'm going to press right arrow.
W.
There's my W of wait for button whiskey. To press. Pressing left arrow.
W.
I'm going to put a new line in.
New
pressing
line.
Enter. Up arrow.
New line.
Okay, and I'm going to put in play, lowercase, P-L-A-Y, capital S sound,
O-U-N-D,
left parent,
left parent, right parent.
And then we know it's going to keep pushing it over to the right when I type, and one new issue, yes, because I haven't finished typing, so sound type, capital S, O-U-N-D, capital T, Y-P-E, full stop, torn, and then right arrow,
right parent, new line.
Beautiful. So that's one beep when we press number one. When I press button number one, I'm pressing down arrow.
Wait for button three, press left. Wait for button two, press left. Parent, right parent.
Okay, so that's wait for button two. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Wait for button three, press left.
Press right arrow. Give it the W of wait for button three. Pressing left arrow.
W.
Pressing enter. Put a new line in. Pressing up arrow. Okay, now after button two is pressed, if I press up arrow,
wait for button two, press left,
wait for
parent,
button
right
two,
parent.
Press
new line.
From down arrow, we want it to play a sound. So I'm going to do play,
P-L-A-Y,
lowercase, capital S, O-U-N-D,
left parent, right,
S-O-U-N-D,
T-Y-P-E,
full stop,
left parent sound type.
And why don't we make it, let's see, why don't we make it car engine?
C-A-R-E-N-G-I-N-E.
Pressing right arrow.
Right parent.
And then right arrow again.
New line. W.
And there's the wait for button three to press. And pressing down arrow.
Wait for button three. Press left parent. Right parent.
And was just press down arrow. So we're at the bottom of the file. Pressing left
new
arrow.
Line. Right parent.
There's the right parent of wait for button three. Press. Pressing right arrow.
Right parent.
Pressing right arrow. There's a new line. We've passed it. So let's put in lowercase play, capital S, O-U-N-D, so play sound,
left
parent, there's our right parent already in, keep typing, yes I haven't finished typing the command, capital S, O-U-N-D for sound, capital T, Y-P for type,
full stop, left parent sound type.
And so we've got car horn once, we've got engine the second time. And he doesn't play any other general sounds except spoken messages. So I think we might just make it three horns. So I'm going to do a horn.
K-O-R-N.
And then I'm going to press right arrow.
Right parent. Bottom of document. New line.
Put a new line in. Pressing up arrow.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right parent.
Pressing right arrow.
P.
To make sure that
Parker.
My cursor's on the P, which is to the right of the P now. Pressing left arrow to make sure I'm at the beginning of the line. Shift down arrow.
Play sound. Sound
then I'm
type
do copy.
Selected.
Okay, and down arrow.
Bottom of the bottom of the file.
We
new
are.
Line.
I just press left and right arrow. Command V.
Play sound left parent
so
sound
I've got
type.
Two play sounds.
Play sound
I'm
left.
Just pressing
wait
up arrow.
For button three, press left
wait for button
parent,
three,
right
press.
Parent.
Pressing down arrow.
Play sound left parent
play
sound,
sound
type. Full stop horn right
horn.
Parent. Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop horn,
horn.
Right parent. Play sound.
And I'm going to press down arrow. Pressing left arrow. Make sure on the.
Right parent. Right
pressing left arrow. There's
line.
A new line. Pressing right arrow. Make sure to the right of the new line. Command V.
Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop horn.
So now.
Right parent.
If I go to the top of the file, pressing up arrow.
Top of document. Play sound left parent sound. Wait for button. Top of. Wait for button one. Press
so
left parent.
Wait for button
right
one.
Parent.
Press.
Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop horn right parent.
We're going to get one horn. Down arrow.
Wait for button two. Press left parent.
Then button
right
two.
Parent.
Press.
Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop car engine
I'm
right parent.
I'm going to get car engine. And I could have done maybe two car engines or two horns, but I just want to be a little bit different. Pressing down again.
Wait for button three. Press left parent right parent.
Wait for button three to be pressed, and then we get.
Play sound left parent sound type.
Three
full
car
stop
horns.
Horn right parent.
One.
Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop horn right
two,
parent. Play sound left parent sound type. Full stop horn right
three.
Parent.
Remember when I said in other demos, if I press down again,
play sound left parent
it's going
sound
to read
type,
it a fourth time
right
because
parent.
Or twice because.
Bottom of document.
At the bottom of the document. All right, let's try and do that with speech running first. So Command R with voiceover.
Waiting for button one to be pressed.
So pressing button one, front left-hand side of his head.
Detected. Playing horn sound.
Beautiful.
Waiting for button 2 to be pressed.
And button 2, front right hand side.
Detected. Playing engine sound. Waiting for button 3 to be pressed.
Okay, and button 3, back of his head, and should give us 3 car horns.
Detected. Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound.
Beautiful. Now, there's one slight little issue that it'll be obvious when I do this without voiceover running. So I'm going to turn voiceover off. 1, 2, 3 on my home button.
Voiceover off.
All right, I'm going to press Command R. Now, I'd have to assume that Dash is basically ready for me to actually start doing something. And we know it is because it's our little program that we're running. But maybe next time I run it, I might just put a hi in there so we know he's listening, so to speak. All right, so I'm going to press the front left-hand button. That was one beep, so now he's waiting for the second beep. So I'm going to press number 3 at the back of his head, and it shouldn't go off. Nope. I'm going to press 1 again, it shouldn't go off. And I'm going to press the front right-hand side one, and we'll get the car engine. Beautiful. And then, of course, number 3 at the back of his head, or top back of his head. Excellent. All right. Let's turn. I know it's awesome. So let's turn voiceover back on. Home button 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on.
Okay.
Playgrounds.
So I'm pressing up arrow.
Wait for button. Top of document.
Okay. I'm pressing enter straight away.
New line.
Pressing up arrow.
New line.
And I didn't do my quick nav on and off because it seems to be working, so I'm not going to bother. All right. So we're going to do play sound. Sound type high. So lowercase P L A Y. Capital S O U N D. Left
parent, right parent,
capital S O U N D T Y P E, capital H I for high. Now, we know that's going to work because the rest of the code works fine, and we haven't made a mistake so far, I don't think. But why don't we do something a little bit more interesting? Maybe get him to move when we also press the button as well. So, why don't we get him to move to the left or turn left when we press button 1, turn to the right when we press button 2, and move backwards. And we press button 3 because he's currently facing towards me, remember, with his drive wheels. All right, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Wait for button 1, press left parent.
Let's wait
right
for button
parent.
1, press.
Play sound left parent, sound play type
sound.
Full stop horn right parent.
Horn, pressing down again.
Wait for button 2, press left
and that's
parent
wait
right
for button
parent.
2, press. So I'm going to press right arrow.
New line.
Oh, that's the next new line after the wait for button 1, press. So I'm going to press left arrow.
New line, right pair, left, S, S, E, R, cap, E, 2, N, O, T, T, U, cap, R, O, cap, T, I, A, W.
Okay, I'm going to put a new line in because that's the W of wait for button 2.
New line.
Pressing up arrow.
New line.
So we wanted to turn left. So I'm going to do lowercase turn.
T, U, R, N.
Then capital
one
L.
Cap L,
E, F, T.
Left parent,
and there's
right
left
parent,
parent, right parent.
Right parent.
Pressing right arrow.
New line.
There's a new line. So wait.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop cut. Wait for button 2. Press left parent right
so
parent.
So that's wait for button 2 to be pressed.
Play sound left
play
parent
sound.
Sound type full stop car engine right parent.
And down again.
Wait for button 3. Press left parent right parent. W.
There's the W of wait for button 3. So pressing left arrow.
W.
And enter.
New line.
And up arrow.
New line.
Okay, and so we've got button 1, he's turning left. Button 2, he's going to be turning right. So I'm going to do lowercase turn.
T-U-R-N,
capital
R-I-G-H-T, left
parent,
right parent.
There we go, pressing right
arrow. Right parent, new line, W.
And that's the
wait for button 3, press
wait
left
for button
parent,
3
right
being pressed.
Play sound left
play
parent,
sound
type, full stop horn, right parent.
And I'm just going to press down because we're at the bottom of the file.
Line.
Pressing left arrow,
empty
there's
line.
A new line, pressing right arrow.
New line.
And I said when we press button 3, we wanted to move backwards. So I'm going to do move, lowercase, backward, capital B, A, C, K, W, A, R, D, left
parent,
right parent. That's beautiful.
New line.
Okay, and maybe after he moves backwards, I probably want him to move forward so he goes back to his initial starting place. So I'm going to do move forward. Lowercase move, M-O-V-E, capital F-O-R-W-A-R-D,
left paren.
There's our right paren with the right arrow key. And then we put a new line in.
New line.
And there we go. So if we go to the top of the file, up arrow.
Top play sound left parent sound type full stop.
Okay,
right,
so we've got Dash is going to say hi.
Wait for button one, press left.
He's going to
parent,
wait for
right
button
parent.
One to be pressed.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right,
yeah,
parent.
Car horn's played down again.
Turn left parent right.
He turns
parent.
Left.
Wait for button two, press left parent
he
right.
Waits
parent.
For button two to be pressed.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop car engine right.
Car
parent.
Engine gets played.
Turn right left
he
parent
turns
right.
Right.
Parent. Wait for button three, press left parent right parent.
Wait for button three to be pressed.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right parent.
His horn gets played once.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right
twice.
Parent. Play sound left parent sound
three
type
times.
Full stop horn right parent. Move backward left
he
parent right parent.
Backwards.
Move forward left parent right parent.
And he moves forward back to his initial starting position. And then down arrow. It's going to read out again
right
at the
parent.
Bottom
of document.
The document or the file. All right. So let's run it again. So let's run it again with VoiceOver running. So, Commander.
Dash says hi. Waiting for button one to be pressed.
All right, so wait for button one. I'm going to press the right buttons this time because we know where they are. So, button one.
Detected. Playing horn sound. Dash turning left.
So, he's turning
waiting
left.
Waiting for button two to be pressed.
Okay, so I'm going to find button two now that his head's turned around the other way. So, pressing button two.
Detected. Playing engine sound. Dash turning right. Waiting for button three to
okay,
be pressed.
And he's actually facing me again. So button three, and he should go backwards
detected.
Now after horn
playing
three
horn
times.
Sound. Playing horn sound. Playing horn sound. Dash moving backwards.
He's moved backwards.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forwards.
Successfully.
And now he's back to his starting position. Beautiful. And yes, I know it's awesome. All right, let's turn VoiceOver off. Home button one, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
Command R again. Okay, so now after it says hi, let's press button one. And he's turned left. So I'm actually going to press his number two button on his head. It's my computer off in the background again. Okay, he's now turned right, which means he's facing me again. I'm going to press button three. Three beeps of his horn. He's moving backwards. He's moving forward. And there we go. Lovely. You can definitely identify what buttons are being pressed on the top of his head. And of course, as I said earlier on in the demo, the button in the middle of his head top is not currently supported or doesn't seem to be supported in the Dash template, which is fine. But as you can also tell, you can add some interesting bits and pieces. Now, what I haven't done so far in these demos is done anything to do with his lights, because he can actually display his lights, different colors. So I'm going to do that in a couple of or several demos time. So as I said previously, my next demo is going to be having a look at functions. The one after that, I'm going to be looking at my favorite little thing to do with Dash, and that's called a for loop. That's quite fun. And then the one after that, I'm going to show you an interesting way that if you can't see Dash's lights, you can tell when he's actually flashing his lights when we tell Dash to display different colors. Remember, his lights are either side of his head and on his front, in between his two front drive wheel spheres. But anyway, that will do for this demo of getting us to identify the buttons on top of Dash's head. Remember, the front left is button one, front right is button two, and the back one at the back is button number three. But anyway, that will do me for this demo for the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to turn Dash off by pressing his off button, and because he's back on the right spot where he started from, it's the right hand side between his front right hand sphere and his back sphere. Cool. I'm going to press the home button on my iPad after I turn VoiceOver back on again. One, two, three.
VoiceOver on.
And pressing playground.
Home. Successfully completed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to press right arrow.
Calendar. FaceTime.
Yep, back to my home screen. And as I said in the other demos as well, if you want to save the stuff that you've done in the particular session, Remember, you can do Command A to highlight everything, Command C to copy the clipboard, switch over to notes, start a new note, Command V to paste it in, then switch back to the dash templates, do a Command A to highlight everything again, and then press delete, and you can start again with a clean slate. But anyway, that will do me, and as I always say, thanks for listening, and bye for now.